Thy will be done. This is the will of God, says St. Paul, your sanctification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, this, and nothing less. Are there still Christians at this late hour who think that sanctity is not for them? Seriously? These high ideals you hear about every Sunday, are they for somebody else? Are they optional to be skipped, like daily prayers or Sunday Mass, if it all seems a little bit too much? Ours is a great vocation to transfigure ourselves into the living image of Christ, shining as the sun. How? Our Lord would have us to use the same means he did in order to ransom us in the first place. That means the sacrifice. That means the cross. That's what our Lord's talking about when he appears with Moses and Elias there on the mountaintop. These three who did their 40 days of fasting and of prayer, Moses and Elias and Jesus Christ, talking about his exodus, the word is used, his departure, his death. Your sanctification means more than leaving behind the obvious sins of impurity or of greed, two popular sins for sure, for pagans who try to pass as Christians. Sanctification, God's will for you, means packing, or maybe not, for your own departure, leaving behind the whole deal of the devil by turning to God and saying, "Thy will be done." Probably 1 hour a week dedicated to doing that to God is not enough, but it is a start, considering, though, how many other hours we dedicate exclusively to doing our own will, even if these two wills do not coincide. Fiat voluntas tua, we pray. Thy will be done. That Latin verb, fiat. That's how it all got started. At the beginning, Almighty God said, fiat lux, let there be light. And light was made. It is an active verb, this word. A word, God's word, that makes things happen in reality. Not a wish, but an order. When we say it, we must mean it. The great French writer of the 20th century, Charles Péguy, wrote once to a friend that for 2 years straight, he never said the Our Father, because he couldn't bring himself to mean the part about thy will be done. This phrase is a prayer of cooperation with God to change things for the better. You might say it's the preface in the Our Father to that which is found in another daily prayer, the Angelus, Mary's statement of absolute submission to God. She uses the same verb, fiat, let it be to me according to thy will. Will, in the Latin that's voluntas, you get volunteer from that, or voluntary. Words which refer to what somebody wants, what somebody wills, I will volunteer at church. I will play the voluntary on the organ. Now on the mountaintop, everything is God's will, which makes it to be perfect, to be heaven. So when we pray, we have an eye on that. And we round off the phrase by saying, on earth as it is in heaven. Today's gospel shows heaven come down to earth for a space, or rather pulls back the veil for a moment to let you see what's behind the curtain, what the chosen three see, divinity. So Peter can't help himself. He suggests staying there, tense again, as we saw last Sunday, but no temptations. No, just a moment of spiritual bliss, God's presence, and it is good for us. We all of us have felt at times that passing moment of peace, of union with God, a kind of a quiet that creeps over the soul, unaware. But then God bids us, as we sang on the way in, to leave the mount. The city waits below. What was going on for the other apostles who weren't chosen for this vision? They were down below on the plain. They were attempting, without any success, to exorcise a little boy possessed by a demon. His father was desperate and begged them for help. The city waits below, and it's nothing like the mountaintop. Crime and sin and indifference, insanity. St. Anthony of Egypt, the first hermit in the desert, said, the time will come when men will say, you are crazy, because you're not crazy like the rest of us. Utter barbarity. How much we have lost since the original sin, the original occasion of me doing my will. The first false step, a small one, away from the will of God. The abuse of our own free will. We are meant, though, to make this world better than what it is today. The distress, the disorder, follow upon one little poisoned apple, the hymn for Passiontide sings. We are meant to work our way back up to the heavenly city, and while we're at it, to do all that we can to set things right here below. You know the drill. Chastity and charity are presupposed. But you're also supposed to treat others as you'd like to be treated. To pray for your enemies, to turn the cheek, to forgive. You may not have a cloak to share, but if someone needs it, you must give him the shirt off your back. And to pray always. To live together in the love of God, look for his will, look for his will, to ask the devotion to the Mother of Good Counsel, to pray to know what God wants for me to do, and then to do it. Imagine such a world. Those of you of a certain age may remember that horrible post-Beatles song composed by the wretch Yoko Ono. And it's called Imagine, a world in which there is no heaven and no religion and no hell. You don't need to imagine it. All you need to do is to open your eyes and to see it all about you. But you need to take that and to turn it around and to Christianize it, because there is a heaven as there is a hell, and heaven should start here on earth. Draw back the veil. See the glowing divinity of it. Pitch your tent in its shadow. This simple phrase, on earth as it is in heaven, is a rich invitation to thought, prayerful thought. And that is simply the definition of meditation. Think, if people really live this way, think of yourself submitting like our Lord, like our Lady, to God's will fully, finally, to give it up. We spend our entire lives, from when we are insistent, independent toddlers, to stubborn old men, insisting that everybody do it my way. But we are meant to bring to bear the whole of Christianity, submission to God as the solution for the disorders in our own life, spiritual, emotional, or physical. Thy will, not mine, be done. My kingdom is not of this world, our Lord had to remind Pilate on Good Friday. It is a matter of what is within. Interior conversion comes first, then. The heaven within. Then may you work on changing the outside to make it conform to what is within. All you have to do is to draw back the veil a little and allow the light to shine out. What a world it would be. Lord, it is good for us to be here. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.